Houston Missions. I am Paul Cannon with Simmons & Fletcher, PC, Injury and Accident Lawyers. I am here with Mark Martin, the VP of Community Engagement for Big Brothers and Big Sisters Lone Star. He is in charge of the greater Houston area. Mark, without further ado, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do with Big Brothers and Big Sisters?
Sure. First off, Paul, thanks for allowing me to be here and talk about our mission. I appreciate it. As mentioned, I am the VP of Community Engagement for Big Brothers, Big Sisters in the greater Houston market. And what that means is my job is fundraising, fund development, community partners, cultivating stewarding to ensure that we're able to operate year over year.
Great. And how long have you been with the organization?
Well, Paul, I'm fairly new to the organization. I joined the organization in April 1st, to be exact.
Good deal. Fresh new face, ready to get running. Those are always the hardest working in my experience. So tell me a little bit about the organization. How long has Big Brothers, Big Sisters been around?
So Big Brothers, Big Sisters was started in 1900, actually started at Big Brothers Association in 1904. Wow. When a gentleman by the name of Ernest Coulter began to see more boys come through his courtroom. So what he recognized was that there are caring adults could help many of these kids and keep them out of trouble. So he set out to find volunteers. Basically, that's the beginning of the Big Brothers movement. What happened in 1977 was a partnership with Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Our local Houston chapter was started in 1950.
Tell me about the Big Brothers and Big Sisters organization and what y'all do.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters' mission is to create one-to-one mentoring relationships that ignite the power and promise of youth. Broken down, what that means is basically providing mentors for youth that need it. We service youth and teens from all the way from first grade all the way up through high school, and we even now offer a post-secondary support from whether they're enrolled, enlisted, or employed.
You indicated that the organization was begun by a judge looking for a way to help kids and teens stay out of trouble were probably repeat offenders in the court system, it sounds like. But the descriptions you've given me, it sounds like you guys have expanded away from that today. If somebody wants to be involved as a little brother or little sister, how do they become a part of the organization?
Sure. So actually, Ernest was not a judge. He was a clerk.
Oh, wow.
In the court system, right. Yeah, he was a clerk in the court system and just had the opportunity to experience the youth coming through the juvenile system. What we serve now are, the mission is still the same. We target youth that are in danger of the prison pipeline. But most importantly for us, it's truly just a situation where we know that youth need mentors. And sometimes a mentor is not a parent or a family member, but it's someone outside of the family that they're more comfortable with speaking with and that can support them in ways that perhaps they wouldn't be comfortable with talking to a parent or family member about.
And I'm assuming they would need some sort of a parental permission to become involved?
Correct. And that's probably the part that takes the longest, because it is a rigorous process to become a big or in this program. We do rigorous background checks to ensure that the bigs are safe enough to be with our youth. The youth also have to go through not necessarily a background check, but there is an interview process to ensure that we're making the right matches.
Good deal. And when you say making the right matches, kind of what is the strategic goal with that?
So the strategic goal basically is to ensure that when we make that mentor match, that it's beneficial for both parties. We ask our bigs to commit to at least 1 year in a match, and that's a major commitment and it needs to make sense for them. So an example of that would be if a child is interested in becoming an attorney, for instance, we would essentially match them with another attorney as a volunteer so that they are equally aligned in what the end goal is.
Okay. So this is not a situation where we're looking for somebody who basically just acts as a substitute parent or something like that. This is a situation, it sounds like to me, where you're matching people with adults who could potentially help them achieve their goals down the road and at least learn a little bit more about what it really means to be what they think they want to be.
That's right. I've heard a lot of stories, especially from some of our awesome board members, regarding how long they've been matched or how long they've been involved. And one of the stories that sticks out is one of our board members has been matched or been affiliated with his match for over 20 years. So they started out when that little was in third grade, and the little is now married with children of his own and works in the same industry as his big brother.
Mark, if somebody would like to become involved as a big brother or big sister or a little brother or little sister, how do they get involved with your organization?
The easiest way to get involved is to visit our website at bbbstx.org/greater-Houston. and they can find information there on how to become a big, information about the organization, programs that we offer. But then also, you know, Paul, we're out in the community. So we partner with schools in different school districts, and we're there and we're recruiting littles there as well.
Great. Can you tell us, where are your offices located?
So our address for our headquarters is 1003 Washington Avenue, Houston, Texas, 77002. We're located right outside of downtown on Washington Avenue. So at the edge of the Heights, right before you enter downtown.
Mark, let me ask you about the time commitment for someone who wants to be a big brother and big sister. If somebody joins up, first of all, is there any kind of training time commitment that's involved, as well as application time commitment that's involved? And then secondly, what kind of time commitment is expected with regards to the little brother and the little sister?
It is our hope that once matched, the match is a lifetime match where they continue to communicate once the match closes out as they roll out of our system. What we ask for is a 1 year minimum commitment from a volunteer. Okay. We know that the kids are there and they're going to be there. They're in school. They're not going anywhere. In most cases, sometimes matches do close because a little moves away or because the parents may not have the time commitment to keep them involved. What we look at as far as the process, it takes about 1 month to 3 months to actually be matched. And the reason for that is because there is a lot of training that's involved for the big to ensure that they go into this match with a great understanding of what that looks like, what can be talked about, the do's and don'ts, the cans and cannots, I like to say as well. But then there's also some DEI training involved and a few other trainings that have to be completed before they're able to actually be introduced and engaged with the little.
Okay. And does that training take place at your offices? Does it take place online? Where are we talking about here?
Most of the training is online, and it can be done at the pace of the big or potential volunteer, which is why we say about a month to 3 months.
With regards to once they are matched up, is there a set meeting time that with the big brother and the little brother, or the big sister and the little sister, or how does that work?
So for a few different programs, and one is our site-based program, which is where a big brother will go to the school of the little brother or little sister. The other is a community-based program where we work with the match and the parents, because the match has access to the child outside of school hours and can take them out to the zoo, museums, and they can do one-on-one activities based on that. And then we have a mentoring program, a virtual program called Mentor 2.0. That's a program designed for the busy volunteer that can't necessarily get to the little in person, but can get to them virtually. So what that looks like for a site-based program is the big brother or big sister going to the school during lunchtime and spending lunchtime with their little brother or little sister. And it's not always so formal. It can be just conversations. How are things with you? Mm-hmm. It can be playing games. It can be just literally having lunch.
All right. And I understand you guys also have some fundraiser type events that benefit the organization. Can you tell us a little bit about those?
We do. We have a few annual events, and we like to call them our signature events. And I'll go in order of kind of when they happen throughout the year. Okay. At the beginning of the year, we host an event called Big Picture, and it's not necessarily a fundraiser, but what it does is exactly what it is. It gives a big picture to our communities of the work that we're doing, and also offers opportunities for people to decide if they want to become a volunteer, aka a big brother or big sister, or then also become a supporter or a partner of our organization. Later in the spring, we do an event called Bowl for Kids' Sake. And that event is basically, these names are going to tell you what they are. This is a bowling event where it's a peer-to-peer event where teams raise money through becoming teams, and all proceeds from the actual event at a bowling alley comes back to Big Brothers Big Sisters to support our mission. And these are some really fun events. There's food and beverage. You know, there's a party. There's a DJ. Later in the spring, in May, we host our annual Swing for Kids Sakes golf tournament. And that tournament has been going on for a while, and it has become, it is a really successful fundraiser for us. Typically, you see players from all different industries coming together, and it's a day of fun. If you've been to a golf tournament, you know, they all kind of look alike, but this one obviously supports our cause. Right. And we... I think at our last tournament, we had almost 75 to 100 players. And I'm excited to announce this one. This year, for the first time, we're hosting our Pickleball for Kids' Sake event in the fall, in October. So this is a great event that we look to host year after year. And we've partnered with the Houstonian for this one. And because it's a new event, it's a little bit different from the bowling event. It's a little bit different from the golf event. So it will attract its own clientele and supporters. And we're looking forward to a lot of success with that event here in our first year in 2022.
And so in addition to people joining these events as teams, are you also looking for sponsors for these various events, or how does that work?
For all of our signature events, there are always sponsorship opportunities. Our biggest event of the year is our an evening for a potential event. It's our gala, our annual gala, typically held in November of each year. This year, we're going to be at the Corinthian. And I'm happy to say that our honoree is the Fletcher family. Oh, and we're highlighting them because of Keith's long time standing as a big brother, Mr. Fletcher, as a big brother with the organization, and a sizable donation made to our organization in the form of a scholarship fund, the Fletcher Calgary Scholarship for Texas Little Brothers and Little Sisters.
Great. Awesome. Well, so with all of these events, if people want to learn more about how to become a sponsor or how to become involved, do they go to the main website for you guys, or are there separate websites for these events that they need to look at?
They can certainly go to the website, and if they click on a tab at the top, there's an events tab that describes all of the events on one page, and it'll give you the opportunity to click on links to find out information about the events as well as sponsorship and partnership opportunities.
Okay, great. Is there anything else that I have not covered that you would like to add about Big Brothers and Big Sisters or any of the events or opportunities you have upcoming?
Sure. I think one of the most important things I'd like to say is that, like most nonprofits, financial donations are the most important in order to operate and achieve our mission. But we also accept school supplies and opportunities for matches to interact. And examples of that would be, as I mentioned earlier, with our community-based program, one of the most challenging things for a match because of the level of uncomfort with that first meeting is providing opportunities for matches to have a first event. And that could be going to the zoo, to a museum, to dinner. But we know that some of our partners don't always necessarily have the financial means, but they have access and can provide these types of donations as well. Additionally, one of the biggest things that I find out that people don't know is that our building, our headquarters, was designed in mind with an event space on the third floor. I like to affectionately call that our event space with a mission. Uh-huh. And the reason for that is that anyone can rent this space, and all 100% of proceeds benefits Big Brother, Big Sister. Our space is, I love to host you to a tour, but our space is a really nice space overlooking downtown with a terrace.
Do you know how many little brothers and little sisters y'all currently, I guess, serve?
Yeah, we celebrated a milestone in June. We wanted to serve over 2,000 youth by June of this year. And we actually, at that point, had served approximately 2,066 youth.
How many unmatched littles are there on that waiting list today?
There are over 600 unmatched littles right now.
Well, Mark, it sounds like your organization's got your hands full, and you got a great project going there, and you're doing a great work on it. I thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us and tell us a little bit about the organization.
Paul, thanks so much for allowing me to talk about our organization and the work that we're doing. I appreciate your time today and your hospitality.
You're welcome.